Reading tonight from Acts chapter 27.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 27 tonight. I'd like to preach to you if the Lord would help me. Seems like it sort of fits in with the service tonight. And pray God to help us as we endeavor to preach the Word of God. Acts chapter 27. We're going to read verse 20. The Bible said that when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. My. I'm not going to read all this. Skipping down to verse 44. I'll bring it in. The Bible said, "And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land." Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. I pray that you would touch us by the power of God. I pray that you would strengthen us by the hand of God tonight. I know that your word is blessed, but I pray that you would bless me as your servant as I endeavor to preach the word of God, that somebody tonight would be helped and strengthened by the power of God. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen and amen. I want to preach to you tonight. The Bible says here in that 20th verse, when neither sun nor stars, when neither sun nor stars in many days appear, and no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Woo! I'm going to tell you tonight, we never know when life is going to cast us into a storm. We never know that there was neither sun nor stars for many days. And you read some of the other storms that Jesus was with the disciples. You read the first storm that they had, he was in the ship with them. And they cried, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" And the Bible said that he simply got up from his sleep and said to the storm, "Storm, be muzzled. Peace, be still." And immediately a calm come upon the waters. There's storms in our life that the devil brings against us, that it seems that God rises up and says, "Devil, that'll be enough." And he muzzles the storm. The second storm we read about the apostles being in, the disciples that is, was there in Matthew 14 and John 6 tells about it. Mark 6, and he told them to get the ship and to go to the other side. And as they went, a storm arose. And the Bible tells us that they rowed all night long. And finally, in that last watch, the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the water. Oh, hallelujah. And rebuked the storm and took them to the shore. Oh, hallelujah. I find the storms are unexpected. I find they come when you least expect them. Brother, but the thing about it is if you know that the Master sees, and if you know the Master cares, and if you know the Master is going to rebuke the winds, somehow you can take the storm. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach to you. Amen. Oh, God. You see, the presence of the storm does not indicate the absence of God. Oh, I want to preach to you tonight. Woo! This is one of our greatest mistakes, is that we feel like the presence of the storm indicates the absence of God. But just because you're in a storm tonight does not mean that God has abandoned you, or that God has forsaken you, or that God's not concerned about you. I tell you, God knows where you're at, and God knows your problem, and God knows your need, and God knows the storm that's rocking your soul tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh my. The devil would like you to think tonight that God don't see you, that God doesn't care about you, that your prayers are wasted. Woo! I was praying a couple weeks ago. And I said, God, I want you to help me with the situation. I want you, God, to deal with this individual. And I felt like God spoke to me just as sure as I'm living. And he said, son, I have dealt with that individual many times. It's not that I have not heard your prayer. It's not that I have not dealt with them. It's just they have refused to respond to my voice. Hallelujah. Oh, you say, God, my husband lost, my son's lost, my daughter's lost. Oh, God, don't you hear my prayer? Yes, God hears your prayer. God knows your struggle. Hallelujah. And God's dealing, and God's pulling, and God's talking. You just got to hold on till the storm is over. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh my. Those silent storms. Those storms that nobody knows you're going through. Oh, pray for me. The night you've laid in your bed and the tears coursed down your face. Nobody saw your tears. Nobody heard your cry. Oh, God. Oh, God. You wanted to tell somebody. You wanted to get someone just to say, hey, I know all about it. But it was just silent. Just you and God. Just a storm that you and God knew. A heartache that you and God knew. A problem that you and God knew. Oh, I want to tell you something. Amen. The Bible, Job said, as sparks are born to fly upward, so is man born for troubles. You're going to have some storms. Amen. I said, you're going to have some storms. They're going to come unexpected. Oh, God, but let me tell you right now, don't take the storm for the absence of the presence of God in your life. Hallelujah. Woo! Listen to me. Oh, my God. You see, here's the part that, one of the parts that stuck with me. It's been many, many days. You see, it's not so bad when you're in a storm for an hour. It's not too bad when it turns to days. But sometimes it turns from days to weeks, and from weeks to months, and from months to years. Oh, do you hear me? For some of you, it hadn't been a day. It hasn't been a week. It hasn't been a month. It's been a year. It's been years. The storm is wearing you down. The storm is stealing your faith. The storm is breaking down your hope. The storm. And the devil says they're going to die. And the devil says God don't hear. And the devil says there's no hope. I want to tell you, don't let the storm wear you down. The Son of God's coming to you. The Son of God knows where you're at. The Son of God heard your prayer the first time you cried. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, I tell you, the storms sometimes are fierce. Do you hear me? I said sometimes the storms are fierce. Listen, oh my God, the loss of jobs, loss of friends, loss of family, loss of relationships, loss of church folks. My God, these things weigh down on you. And the devil says, you know what? If you were a better preacher, if you were a better man, if you were a better mother, if you were a better father, oh my God, he'll haunt you. I said he will haunt you and try to get you broke down and try to get you to give up. But my God, if you're walking with God and your hands in his hands, hang on here. I tell you, the storm can't last forever. The winds can't last forever. The night can't last forever. The dawn's going to come. The dawn's going to break the darkness, and the sun is going to rise one more time in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, I want to preach of God. Help me here. Hallelujah. Sometimes we face what I call the fatigue of the storm. Oh, yeah. We lose. The devil wants us to lose our direction. You know, the Bible said here, you got to understand, in those days, they guided those ships by suns, stars, and the moon. That's how they guided the ships. And when there was no sun, when there was no moon, they were lost. They were just adrift in the sea. The winds were dashing. The storms were blowing. The ship, they didn't know where to sail. The storm is driving them. Oh my God. And sometimes in your experience, you say, God, I don't even know where I'm going. I don't even know the direction. It seemed like I'm tossed aside. It seemed like I'm off course. I'm worn. I'm weary. I'm discouraged. I don't know how to pray. I don't know which way to look. I don't know which way to turn. Hang on, brother. I said, hang on, brother. My God is still in control. Let me tell you something. The man that we bought our pews from in our church, our new church, become a friend of mine. And I was talking to him. He was telling me he had been an airline pilot. He said to me, he said, Paul, he said, every commercial airline has a HUD. A heads up display. A heads up display. Woo! Hallelujah. And he said, when it's clear skies, he said, sometimes they'll just go, they know the landmarks, they know where they're going. But he said, when the storm comes, you've got to depend on the heads up display. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Here's what I want to tell you tonight. You see, when it's clear, when everything's good, and ever the sun's shining, we sort of know where we're going. But when you've been in the storm for many days, and the devil's got you confused, and he says, God forgot you. Oh, great God of heaven, if God's not going to meet your need, oh, he's a liar. He's not going to heal you. He's still the healer. He's still the provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that touches. He's the God that delivers in the midst of the storm. Woo! Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, I feel like there's some folks right here in this church that the devil is trying to blow you off course. Woo! Now listen to me. Have any of you ever, read the news and they said this plane crashed into the mountain? And you wonder. It was in a storm, of course. How'd that happen? You know how it happened? The pilot got his eyes off the heads-up display. I heard one guy, this guy was telling me, he said, you get in a storm like that, you can't see anything. He said, you can be flying upside down. And think you're flying straight. Woo!
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, you think you're flying high and you're about ready to crash into the ground. Woo! Oh my God. What you've got to do, Brother Sam, is you've got to depend on the heads up display. Preacher, I don't know. I'm sick. And I don't know if I'm going to make it. What did the heads up display say? I am the Lord that healeth thee. What does the heads up display say? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. Woo! Oh, preacher, I don't know. My finances are in a mess. I'm doing all I can. And the harder I try, the worse it's getting. I don't know what to do. I'm going to quit paying my tithe. I'm going to quit giving to the church. Let me tell you what you better do. You better get to the heads up display. Oh, come on now. I said you better get to the heads up display. Hold on, my Shakabahosai. Hallelujah. Because it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by our son Christ Jesus. He's going to bring you through the storm. He's going to supply your need. You're going to make it though the winds are blowing and the storms are raging. Get your eyes on the heads up display. Woo! Oh, great God. I said great God. Woo! Hallelujah. Got to working on that church. I had built some houses, never built anything commercial. I had no idea. I had no idea, Dan, it's going to make me build footers 4 foot wide, that deep, put steel in them, just in the walls of my church. I was $50,000 over just in the walls. The devil said, what are you going through now, preacher? I said, I tell you what I'm going to do, devil. I'm going to trust in God. You know what I did, Brother Snow? I went to the heads up display. I got to looking in the heads up manual. Woo! I said, I got to looking at the heads up manual. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always. Even to the end of the world. I got to look at Brother Mike in the heads up display. Woo! Oh, somebody help me preach. Ah, come on now. I read where he fed Israel in the desert. I spread where he fed Elijah by the brook. I spread where he fed the widow with a cruse of oil and a handful of meal. I said, God, if you can do that, I'm going to press on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! My son Nathan, myself, we bought this old 1952 Cadillac. We said, we're going to fix it up. It had been partially restored. And we made up our minds we were going to fix it up, sell it, put all the money in the building fund. So we did. Put it on Craigslist. Been on there about an hour. God gave us a hit. I'll give you $10,000. Nathan said, Dad, what do you think we ought to do? I said, man, it must be hot, son. Let's hold on. We'll probably get another bid. That was the only bid we got. I told you, Dad, we should have took that bid. I told you. Woo! So, he took it down, put it on his car lot. Man drove by with his son one day from Pennsylvania. His son said, Dad, I want that car. They pulled in there. What do you want for that car? What, $9,000? So the guy said, we'll take it. I don't know if they gave him a check or rolled out the cash. But when Nathan either to count up cash or the check, the man that gave him $10,000. He told him what it was for. He said, we were putting the building fund. He called the guy. He said, hey, he said, this check's for $10,000. It was supposed to be for $9,000. He said, put the other $1,000 in the building fund. Woo! Hang on here now. Oh, great God. Hang on here. Let me preach to you. Woo! About 3 days later, he called my son up. He said, hey, he said, you only need 2 by 6 of that church you're building. We just about ready walls up. He said, I've got several hacks of 2x12x6s, which just happened to be exactly what we needed. He said, come on up and get them. Woo! You can have all you want! Hallelujah! So we went up there and got them. We went back to get another load. We got there that time. He said, my wife's back is hurting. Could y'all have prayer for my wife's back? I said, sure. We got to praying. The Holy Ghost fell out there by that old truck. God instantly touched his wife and healed her back right there on the right there beside that old truck. Woo! We got ready to go. I said, wait just a minute. Come out of that truck. Handed Brother Jerry Mills a check. And I'm not going to lie to you about it. Just as soon as we got out of his sight, I said, he handed that check to me. He said, what's on that check? Woo! Open it up. $21,000. I want to tell you. I said, I want to tell you. I never shook of a sign. Don't let the storm move you. Don't let the storm get you off course. My God knows where you're at. My God knows your problems. My God knows your need. My God knows your trouble. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lamb of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's only part of it. Little by little, dollar by dollar, we built that church. Hallelujah. Put the pews in it. Hallelujah. Woo, they said, you'll never pay for all them pews. What did we buy? I think it was 20-some. $2,600 a piece. We come time to get them. Every one of them was paid for in cash. Woo! Hallelujah! We was out there working one day. I'm going to get on here. We was out there working one day. We had the old church that we had up on Main Street. People said, you know, churches are hard to sell. I said, well, you never know. We'll see. We're out there working. This man and woman pulls up. What are you doing here? We're building a church. What kind of church? Pentecostal church. Well, praise God. They said, that's what we are. Woo! Said, where you meet that church? I said, we got church up here on Main Street. Said, what are you going to do with that church? I said, we're going to sell it. They said, well, what about it? Tell them about it. So I told them about it. She went and talked to her husband. They said, can we see it? I said, well, sure you can see it. Said, when can we see it? I said, right now. Hallelujah. We'll go right now. Put all the tools off and took them up there. Hey, amen. They looked at it. They loved it. They bought it. Gave us a year to move out of it. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, don't let the devil get you messed up here. Hallelujah. Amen. When the storms are raging and you can't see where you're going, get your eyes on the book. Get your eyes on the master. Oh, great God of heaven. The devil's a liar. The devil wants to destroy you. The devil wants to bring you down. But God said you're going to live. And God said you're going to run. And God said you're going to shout. And God said you're going to live again. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to move on. There's like six or seven things, but that, anyway, I'm going to leave that. Hallelujah. Let me hurry on this a little bit more. Now, you're in this boat, and you're on this storm, and there's something about us, you know. We want to save the boat. You know what I'm saying? We want God to do it our way. In other words, God, I want you to calm this storm and just sort of let me drift on into the shore. It don't always happen like that, pal. It don't always happen like that. God don't always do it like that. As a matter of fact, God said to him, he said, Paul, you're not going to lose any life, but this ship is going to break in pieces. Oh. Woo! And sure enough, after a while, after 14 days, they ran that thing. They were trying to get down this little inlet, and they hit a peninsula, and the front part of that ship got stuck in the mud, and the back part was just beat with the storms. till it broke in pieces. Now listen to me, listen to me. I got something for you here. Here's what Paul said. He said, here's what you want to do. He said, those of you that can swim, swim on in. Woo! But said, if you can't swim, just grab a board. Woohoo! Just grab a little piece of the board. Oh, you say, preacher, I've just got a little faith. Let me tell you what to do. Hold on to it. It'll bring you to shore. Come on now. Oh, I've got a little hope. Hold on to it. It'll get you to the shore. Somebody help me preach. Amen. My God. Oh, I've got a little strength. Hold on to it. You can make it to the shore with a little board, a little hope, a little faith. It don't take much. Little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory. I said glory. I said glory. Oh, the way the woman said, she said, all I've got, just a little cruise oil. All I got, all I have, is just a handful of meal. It's all I got. Me and my son, we're gonna take this, and we're gonna die. Hallelujah. Sister, I will tell you tonight the devil's a liar. I said, I will tell you the devil's a liar. If it's just a little cruise, hold on to it. If it's just a little meal, hold on to it. If it's just a little faith, hold on to it. If it's just a little thread of hope, hold on to it. Great God, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may not have the faith that you feel like to move the mountains. You may not feel like you got the faith that Pastor Stone's got. Don't worry about it. Take what you got. I said, take what you got. Amen. God will take you a little board. God will take you a little faith. God will take you a little hope. Get a hold of it. You're going to make it to the shore. Woo!
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hear me. Let me close here. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. I've been, you know, 61 years old. I've been preaching the gospel 41 years. Pastoring, evangelizing. Started with nothing about every time I've ever started. Took a little church at Amesville and two ladies. Started a church I've got now with a handful. Started evangelizing. Working a big job for a big Dodge dealership, driving a brand new demonstrator down in Fairfax, Virginia, a few miles from Washington, D.C. Turned my keys into my demonstrator, put my stuff in the back of an old Ford station wagon. Live by faith in God has sustained me for 41 years. I said, God has sustained me for 41 years. Now listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm almost home. We're almost to the shore. I know if Jesus tarries, I don't have 41 more years. I know that I'm not going to have 41 more years. I'm nearer home, Brother Mike, than I've ever been. You know what's so sad? The devil'd like to get you to drown. Almost home. Woo! Oh, great God. Hallelujah. My God, sister, you've come this far. We're almost home. Woo, I said we're almost home. I feel a Holy Ghost in this place. Woo, my brother, you made it this long. We're almost home. I said we're almost home. Great God, the storm clouds. Woo, I said the storm clouds are fixing to pass over. Great God of heaven, the sun is fixing to shine again. Great God, the sun's fixing to come out. Great God, we're fixing to land on heaven's shore. Don't quit now. Don't give up now. Grab a board. You've got to make it to the shore. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You may not understand it. You may not comprehend it. But every storm has a purpose. Every trial has a purpose. Every test has a purpose. All the things you've been through, there's a reason for them. God is making you. Great God. Job said, breach upon breach, he breaketh me. He cleaveth my reins asunder. He poureth out my gall. He doth not spare. Woo, my God. Oh, he said, Lord, you won't let up on me. I just keep getting beat and beat and beat. It's days and weeks and months and years. Storms keep coming. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Every storm has got a purpose. Every trial and test has got a purpose. God wants to make something out of you. Oh, hallelujah. Look at this brother over here. How many got there? Five now? Right. How long was that? How many years? What, a year ago? How long? 2 years ago? How long have you had these children? 2 years. Just, well, not, 2 years ago, they didn't have no children. They wanted some children. They didn't have any. Tonight, they got five sitting here. How'd that happen? God. Preacher, I don't know. Just hang on here. God's in control. Well, I said God's in control. God knows what you need. God got the answer. God's coming to your rescue. Oh, hallelujah. The trial and test. Brother Sam was telling me, I'm probably not going to remember it right. But he told about a lady, I guess, whose husband had backslid on God. Was it just a Christian or a preacher hitchhiking? Just a Christian, man. This guy picked him up, right? Hallelujah. This guy was talking about football and baseball and different things. This man felt like he needed to testify to this guy. So he thought, I'm going to wait until I get on up here. So if he throws me out, I won't be that far from where I'm at. So he rode till he got about, 10 or 15 miles? Began to tell him about the Lord. All of a sudden, the man pulled over and began to cry. Said, I've been under conviction. I'm a backslider. My wife's a Christian. That's what he said. And right there by the road, the man got back to God. Now listen to me. I guess it was two years later, wasn't it? This man, when they gave him his car, he said, when you get my town, look me up. Said, I want to see you. Very wealthy man. He said, when you get my town, look me up. I want to talk to you. Woo! A couple years later, went in that town. Called that number. Let's just say the man's name was Joe. Is Joe there? They said, what do you mean? He said, Joe. Are you trying to be smart, sir? No, this man picked me up a couple years ago. I was hitchhiking. And he told me if I ever got down to look him up. Well, sir, I don't know if you know it, but Joe died 2 years ago. Woo! Somehow he got, and he went and met that lady. Quick, went to the office. And she said, well, did he say anything to you before he let you off? And he began to tell me, I got to testify to him. Woo! He got saved. Little did he know, right after this man let the hitchhiker out, he got saved. But he died. His wife thought he died lost. And for 2 years, she thought he died lost. She was bitter. She got out of church. But she found out that God had saved him. And God, right before he died, here she was all those 2 years bitter, out of church and away from God. I tell you, God, woo, I said God answers prayer. Thank God, I said God answers prayer. I beg you not to give up. I beg you not to turn back. Your miracle could be right around the corner. Your miracle might happen tomorrow. And then God may do the work before the sun comes up. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Let me tell you this, and I'll try to shut her down. Oh, I tell you, I feel the Lord. I wish y'all felt just about half as good as I'm feeling. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Went to the hospital. Got called right after I started this church in Stephen City. got called to the hospital. So I don't know. I don't know how he met his wife. Can't remember. My memory's not that great. But I do remember this rest of it. Hallelujah. See, my husband has got cancer. And he's going in for surgery. And I want you to come by and have prayer for him. So I went by. There was a bunch of them in the waiting room. Ooh. Hallelujah. And I noticed they got to whisper to one another, and I knew there was something going on. I knew there was a problem somewhere. So finally, when I'm coming with me, they said, Pastor, we thought we might tell you that Roger said he didn't want anybody, no preachers coming and praying for him. They called him Hoghead. He was a Harley rider, a rough drinking man. Well, my God, when they said that, they might as well said, sick him to a bulldog. Oh, my God. I'm going there now. I charged into the room. I said, hey, Roger. He said, well, how you doing? I said, I'm Pastor Markey. The minute I said, Pastor Markey, he turned his face to me and started cussing me. He cussed me out up one side and down the eye, blankety, blank, 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 get out of here, blank, 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 blah, blah, blah. I never had that happen to me before. So I said, Roger, don't care if I pray. He said, pray if you want to. I don't care. So I prayed. Had surgery the next day, and they opened him up. He was full of cancer. Although, well, he'll be a different man. Knowing he's going to die, he'll be a different man. So I went in the next day after his surgery. I went in. He started, I thought I told you not to come in here. Get out of this room. And he started cussing at me. Well, I thought, I'm ready for you now, big boy. I said, do you care if you die and go to hell? I thought, boy, that'll get him. He said, it don't make a better difference to me. Get the black mic out of here. Whew, I couldn't believe it. So I prayed again. I said, well, Roger, I'm on a pray. So I prayed again. He went home. I started visiting. He lived in a trailer. I started visiting him. I didn't know this. He was over here telling his wife, hey, here's your old preacher. Here's your old preacher again. Woo. About the third or fourth time, Brother Sam, I went to that trailer. I went there one day and the family went with me. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Woo! When I got out of that car, I felt the power of God come on me. I walked in that room. I talked to him about 2 minutes. He began to shake like a child with the chills, and the tears started running down his face. Woo! I said, Roger, would you like to pray? He said, preacher, I don't know how to pray. I said, well, pray with me. Hallelujah. And right there in that living room, Roger Wadi got saved and transformed by the power of God. Woo! I didn't realize he couldn't read or write. But he asked me, he said, I want a Bible. I want a pocket Bible to take with me to my chemo treatments. So I got him a little white Bible and put it in his pocket. He'd go to the chemo treatments. He'd go in there laughing and smiling and talking. Finally, one day, one of them said, Roger? He said, what's that doctor got you on? He said, we all come in here dragging and sad. He said, you come in laughing and care. He said, what's he got you on? He just pulled out that Bible. He said, I'm on this right here. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I want to tell you, brother, it may look hopeless. It may look dark. Your loved ones may seem so far from God. They can't be touched. You, the devil said, they'll never get saved. They'll never turn back. Somebody needs to tell the devil tonight, devil, you're a liar. Somebody needs to tell the devil tonight, devil, my loved one is going to get saved. And the tide's going to turn. And the sun's going to rise. Somebody needs to tell the devil, devil, God's going to heal my loved one because he's a healer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Someone needs to tell the devil, my God is going to meet my need. I don't care what you say, devil. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your word and your will and your way. Lord, I did the best I could. I pray, God, I pray that you would touch some heart, that you would touch some life, that you would touch some soul in here tonight. Oh, God. Lord, I know that the devil has told more than one. It's never going to work out. It's never going to change. The storm is never going to end. But God, you spoke to the Apostle Paul in the middle of the storm.
in the middle of the night with the winds blowing and the storm raging. You told him everybody's going to make it. He said, not a hair of your head's going to be lost. When they got to the shore, all 276, some had swam in, and others had floated in on the broken pieces. Oh God, help us to make it in. Help us not to give up. Help us, oh God, we've come this far by faith. We've come this far trusting on you. I know the night is still dark. I know the storm is still raging. I know, God, that maybe the ship has broken into 1,000 pieces. But, oh God, I'm going to hang on to this board. I'm going to hang on to my faith. I'm going to hold fast my profession of faith. I'm going to hold fast to the promise that you gave me. I'm going to hold on to it. And I'm going to float in on the promise that you gave me. I'm going to float in on the word of God. Hold on to what you've given me. Until I make it to the shore. Help us tonight, Lord. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. It's not if. There's no question in my mind tonight that there are people in this building that are battling the storm. It's the storm of your life. This is you've been through storms, but you've never been through one like this. Sometimes you feel like all hope is lost. All I can tell you is that God loves you, and that God sees you, and that God is concerned about you tonight. Yeah, He is. He's concerned about you tonight. He loves you. Yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. I said, oh, yes, He does. The Lord's helping us tonight. Pray, saints. God's trying to help somebody here tonight. Preacher, you don't even know what I'm going through. I probably don't. But God does. Preacher, you don't even know what I've been through before I came to church. I may not, but God does. Lord, I want to tell you. But you better hang on to the boards. You better hang on to the pieces. Cast not away thy confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. For after that you have done the will of God, you have need of patience, that you might receive the promise. Hallelujah. God gave you a promise. Hang on to it till you make it to the shore. Slip your hand up. Brother Paul, pray for me. Thank you. Pray for me. Pray for me. God, see another hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to stand tonight, everybody. Hallelujah. Here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to pray. If you're not able, I understand. If you're able to stand with us. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to have a prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I felt in the depth of my soul that you laid this little simple message on my heart for men and women sitting in these pews tonight. Oh God. God, I understand. I understand how it is to lose your way. The devil wants you to crash into the wall, crash into the water, have us flying upside down, get us off course. God, there are people here tonight believing God for a miracle of healing. There are others here tonight that are believing God for a miracle in their marriage. There's others, God, tonight believing for a miracle with their finances. Others to God tonight are distressed and depressed and beat down and discouraged because it's been so many nights. It's been so long that the sun had refused to shine. And the devil's just about got to blow off course. Lamb of God, I pray whatever the need tonight that you will come to those individuals and touch them by the hand of God. Give us a light of deliverance in this church, of healing, of strength, of faith, of power. Do it for us, I pray tonight.
In Jesus' name. If you're here tonight, you got a special need. You say, preacher, I'd like to have special prayer. I'd like for the children of God to bind their hearts with me. And I want you to pray with me. I've got a prayer. I've got a need that only God can meet. If you'll come tonight, I'd like to have prayer for you. That's right. Come on, Brother Curtis. Brother Curtis needs a healing in his body. Hallelujah. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a loved one. I don't care. But I need prayer tonight. That's right. That's right. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, Lord. We're going to pray for you.
Your sunshine, please.
Hallelujah.
The garden of my heart. Walk through the garden of my heart and calm.
Me and the pastor are going to come out tonight. We're going to pray for each one of these.